Weiter wie ein Tabuch, ein Butcher, Lekeach b'Shoichit, Lekeach b'Shoye, Vavach lo Yisro ha'Gune Shebem Lamedjoyim. Also, a Tabuch that needs a lot. The Rashi says, Al-Makabit et Abayim et Liyem Ashut. He wants to take him to the marketplace, so he's allowed to gather together a lot. So, Lekeach b'Shoichit, Lekeach b'Shoye, Ad Yom Ashuk, Shloshim Yom Lamekhoi. He's allowed to buy them even 30 days before the marketplace, before the sale. But Ubavach lo Yisro ha'Gune. That means Al-Mukheres Lamekhoi, Shelokath Asomach Liyeis Ashuk, like we had before. Don't think that you bought this animal 2 days before the marketplace. So you think now, if you don't use it, you can keep it around for 30 days. No, you only bought it for the Yom HaShuk. When the Yom HaShuk goes by, you have to get rid of it. Sho'alu Talmidov Esra B'Gamliel. The Talmidim Esra B'Gamliel, Mao Legado, can I raise... Am I allowed to raise, can I raise the behemoth dak in Eretz Yisrael or not? Omalem Mutter, they said, yes, you're allowed to. Rav Gamliel said, you're allowed to. For the Mora Ivor Tanan, we learned, Ein Megadlin, we said, learned, no, you're not allowed to raise it. El Hochiko Boyle, this is what they asked from him. El Hochiko Boyle Mine, this is what they asked from Rav Gamliel. Mao Lishois, can you leave it over? They said back to their mutter, Obavado shaloi teitzevi tirua beider, provided you're not allowed to just let it go out of pasture in the flocks, elakoshra bekaramita. If you want to hold on to it, you have to let it tie it down to your bedside. That's what you're allowed to do. So Rashi Tosa says, ain't nearly the polar grabon the letter of Gamliel Kapitel Conscious. I mean, Rashi learns the shaila was, can you leave it over before, can you buy it before the regal? That was the Shaila. And he said back to him, yes, you're allowed to. But he said, only if you tie it up near your bed before the regal. So, according to this, he's arguing on the Gemara before. Before we said 30 days before the regal, you are allowed to store up the behemoth dakis. And he's saying, no, even if you want to store them for before the regal, it's only mut if you tie it up. El Kaishroi, like Rashi says, for Abonim Poligaleder of Gamliel. Because according to Gamliel, even if you hold it for before Yomtif, it's only mut if you tie them up. And according to the Rabbanan Shita before now, if you bought it 30 days before Yom Tov, it's okay just to have them around. That's what Rashi learns. Right, Tzeis doesn't like this pshat. Vayta. Tana Rabbanan learned like this. Maisa b'chosid echad. Once happened a story with a spelling with a chosid. Shoya goynech maliboy. He was always coughing. He had heart problems. He was coughing up from his heart. So he was sick. So he showed all the reifims. He went to the doctor. He said, doctor, what should I do? I have heart problems. The Yomu, the doctor said to him, Ein loy takona. The only way you get away with these hot coughs is that sheyonet cholov roseich. You have to drink nice fresh hot milk. Mishachus l'shachus every single morning. You have to have fresh milk. Like you be yearning, you suck out the milk from the animal every morning. So what they do? They brought him a nice goat. The kosher loy the carrier meat and they tied it up to the side of his bed. And every day in the morning he would drink the nice fresh milk, the goat milk he would drink every morning. In a few days, the test friends, the Tamil Chachomim, came into Mivakachoyla. So Kivan Shiroi Soeis, Kishur Bakari Amita, when his friends, the Tamil Chachomim, saw the way he was over the Issa the Rabbonin, they saw the way he had a Behem Adaka, he had his goat, by his bedside, is Chosru Lacharayim. They went in back of him. They went out of the house. They didn't want him to go into him. The Yomrim, they said, Listim Izuyim Abaisoi. This guy has an armed robber in his house. Well, that's the reason why we don't want you to raise Behemoth Dakas in Eretz Yisrael. Because the Behemoth Dakas is hard to watch it. It's going to go out and pasture in the fields. It's going to go and eat from somebody else's field. So you like stealing. So they said, you have an armed robber here. We were angry at him. And therefore, V'yonu Nichnostim Etzloi. Should we go and sit next to him? So what happened was Yoshvu Abotku, they sat down and tried and check over this chosid. That was the only chet that he had. It's the only chet that he could think of that he ever did. Was this chet that he had an ace, a goat, next to his bed. And v'yafu, even this chosid, the shas misosu, when he died, Omri said like this, he said vidu, before he was nifta, he said, Yoideyani, I know about myself. Shein v'oven, I don't have any sins. Elo oven, oisa ace. only the elven of holding a nays, a goat in my house. Shavati adivri chaveri. That I didn't listen to my chaverim. That was the story here. So really, Tashala, what was wrong? What did he do wrong over here? So Tashala, how sick he was. Like, or if he was a Sekonis Nekoshes, if he had a real heart problems here, that if he wouldn't take this, he would die maybe. So it's very sure what the Gemara is saying. What kind of chet is it? The Chur, for Pekuach Nefesh, you have a right to do anything. So, of course, he should be able to keep this goat on his bedside. So the Mashal learned the case is he wasn't a Chur L'Sheis B'Sekona. He wasn't any problem about dying. He was just Tam HaChayli. So Stam Mishum Chayli, it's a Shaila, he shouldn't have done this. Since this is a Tekon of the Rabbonin, not to raise Behemoth Dakas in Eretz Yisrael, he didn't have a right to do it. Well, some say at least he should have asked him. He didn't even ask him, he just did it on his own. Well, some say that even though maybe for a regular Chayli you have a right to do it, but since he was a Chosid, an Adam Choshev should have acted differently. An Adam Choshev shouldn't have taken this Eiz into his house. The Miri says the Chiddush here, the Miri says no, that even though we're talking about that this Chayla could be a Chayla Sheyesh Bo Sakana, even if he wouldn't have taken this medicine, maybe he would have had a Sakana Sefoshes, still you have to think twice, it's not so posh that it's Mutter. Because it's only Mutter to take medicine, that's awesome. It's a Shalom if it's treif or not, so if that's Pekuach Nefesh, you're allowed to do an Avera to take eating treifus, you're allowed to heal yourself, to keep yourself alive. But here, raising a Behem Medaka, the reason why the Rabbanan said not to do it is because your Behem Medaka is going to go steal from other people. So that's a new Shiloh. Who says you have a right to steal from other people? I'm going to have to save yourself. Maybe that you don't have a right. Really, we had this Shiloh in the Gemara before. There was a Shiloh Dovid HaMelech he even had. Well, you're allowed to steal from somebody food in order to keep them alive. So it was a Shiloh before. So it's not so poshid. So that was a Shiloh here. It wasn't so poshid that he did, even though it was to save his life, but he was like doing something that would be over Nisa Gezel. If you're stealing from other people, that's a shayla already. But Omer Reb Yishmuel. Shmuel said that Mibale Batim Shebagolil Elyon Hoyu Beisaba. My father came from these people that lived in the Golil, in the top Golil. Omifnei Machorvu. How come that city got destroyed? B'shohoyu Marayin B'Chorshin. Because they used to pasture the behemoth dakois in the Chorshin, in the forest. V'don and dinim momnis b'yochid. And also Paskin, Dina Momnis, with a dying Yochid, they didn't have a dying Mumcha, they didn't have a Bezdin, they used to Paskin by themselves. So because of these two Chatoyim, that's why the whole place was destroyed. Now, V'yafa pi sh'olem chorshin somach l'bateyem, even though really the forest was near the house. So before we had in the Mishnah, you allowed to raise your Behem Adakas in the chorshin, in the forest. So what's wrong what they did here? The Torah says, Sode ketana hoysa. There was a small field in between their house and the forest. And the Behem Adakas used to go through that field. So the Stam used to eat in that field. So therefore, they're over there. Gets to Gezel. That's why the people of that city was destroyed. Tana Rabbonin. Roye Shosa Tshuva. Let's say you have somebody that was a shepherd. And he had a lot of behemoths. He raised Behem Adakas. So he's doing an Avera, and Eretz Yisrael, you're not supposed to raise them. Now he comes to do tshuva. So what's the halacha? Ein mechai v'noisa limcha miyad. We don't tell him he has to sell everything right away. But rather, l'moicha yad ayad, slowly. You're not mechuyiv to get rid of it all in one shot. You could sell them slowly. Yeah. So the same type of halacha is, ger shenoflu loy kolovim v'chazerim v'yushosai. A ger, so his father, the guy that died, had a whole cattle of dogs, and of pigs. That's what his father was doing. So now when the father died, the pigs and the dogs go to this ger. So now he's not allowed to raise them. So same thing. He doesn't have to sell it all in one shot. But rather, sell it slowly. Again, make good prices, but sell it slowly. The same thing. Somebody made a neder. He's going to buy a house. Or else he made a neder, he's going to get married. Beretz Yisrael. Even he's sent Eretz Yisrael, is Ein Mechayav Benoyis Halikach Miad. We don't tell him he has to get married the first lady he sees. Rather, Ela Ad Sheyim Tzoy Esagenes Loi. Until we find the right Shidduch. Or else he finds the right house. Like we don't tell him he has to do it fast, even though he made a neder, but you don't have to do it right away. Now, Umaisa, once happened the case, Bishak was one lady, Shehoyah Beno Meitzalo.
her son got her angry. Maybe the son wanted to get married already, but the son got her angry. The kovtsa could be the son was bothering her, might get married already. So the mother said, okay. And the kovtsa, she jumped. The nishba, she made a shrua that kol mi sheyova, whoever comes to me, any machzirasi, like whoever asked me to get married to him, I won't refuse him, I get married to him. And what happened was, the kovtsa lev and the yodim sheyna mugonim, Kleis Aganev came to and said, marry me. Somebody that's not fitting to get married to. So she didn't know what to do now. She made a shua, she has to marry the guy. Should she get married to him or not? So Gemara says, the maisu was, Gishabu hadavar, Eitzach HaChomim, when the Chom heard about this story, Omru, they said, Loi niskavne zu el lohogin lo. Avad this isha only meant to make a shua for the first man that's fitting for her. That's what she meant. But not if the person is not fitting for her. Now, Kishem Shom, the same way it was said, Ein Megadlin Behem Medaka, you're not allowed to raise a sheep in Eretz Yisrael. Kachom, the same thing it was said, Ein Megadlin Chayedaka. You can't raise small Chayes. Rashi says, Chayes Daka says, Tzviyim B'sholim, young deers or else foxes. You can't raise them either. So most of them sound the same thing. They also go out and eat in different people's fields. You're ruining their fields, so you shouldn't do this in Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Yishmael, I remember Shmuel says, Megadlim klovim kaifrim. If you want to have a kfar, that's a village dog is okay. Rashi says, ketanim, they're small dogs, venensim, they're very small, so don't do anything wrong. Or else Rashi lishtav, another pshat is, klovim gedil, not just the opposite, they were big dogs. Shel tzayodim of hunters, v'yein mazikim, they don't do damage. So kids say, either they're small ones that don't do any damage, or else they're big hunters that also don't do damage. They're tamed. Or else the chasulim. Or else cats. The kupin, monkeys. The chudai sanoim. These things you're allowed to raise. We'll soon see what kind of chudai sanoim is. No type of creature. We'll soon see. Mifnei shasuyin anakras abayis. These things are good because they're made to clean up the house. Rashi's minak vorm. They clean out the mice of the house. So therefore, if you want to have them around the house for a purpose, then it's mutter. Now, my chodes anoyim, what does chodes anoyim mean? Rav Yehuda, sharetzo charetzo. Type of a sheretz of the family of charetzo, whatever that is. Some type of a sheretz of charetzo. Sometimes. Here it's a special type of one, okay. Vikud the army, some say, charzo tiktini shakya. It's a charetzo that has small legs to it. Vareya bene vardina. They find it by the roses. That's where they are. The Rashi snare, is a thorn bush. Well, my shots, so what do you call the sheretz for like? The matatoi shakya, that the feet are very small, so it looks like a sheretz. But these vice versa, there's a purpose in raising it, then you're allowed to. Vikadiyah, Omer Rav Yudah Marav, Osinu Atzmenu B'Bovu, we made us that living in Bovil, Keretz Yisrael B'Heim Adaka. Like we put the same chumra upon ourselves in Bovil also, we should not raise B'Heim Adakas like in Eretz Yisrael. Rashi says, Shemiyoyim Golus Yechonyo, Rabu Shom Tamidiv, and Yisyasu Shom B'Yishav Kavua. And since there's a big Yishav of Tamidiv Chachamim there, the same thing, we don't want you to ruin other people's property, so we don't want you to raise B'Heim Adakas, because they're going to go and eat up other people's fields. Oh, Malay Ravada Maravula Rav Huna, Didoch Mai. So, besides, what's trying you, Rav Huna? How come you have a Behemadaka? How come you're raising it? Trashia Lo Yeshtach Behemadaka, you have a Behemadaka. So, how come I, Rav, says you're not allowed to? Oh, Malay, he said, Dak Rav Huna, Didan, Komintra Lu Chayva. My wife Chayva watches it. I have somebody watching my Behemadaka. So, therefore, I'm not afraid. Oh, Malay. So, Ravada Maravula said back to him, Chayva Tikbarinu Libano. Like your wife Chayva should bury her sons. What does that mean? So Tai says what he meant to say is like your wife can't watch the animal. Like your wife, if she doesn't want to bury her sons, she has to take care of them. A mother has to take care of the kids. So if the mother's busy taking care of the kids, how does she have time to take care of the sheep outside? So Chori meant to say that's not called a good shmirah. You can't say you're stomach on your wife watching it. She's busy raising the kids. But I call upon him, it was like a curse that came out of his mouth, even though he didn't mean it. So therefore, what happened was, Kula Shana the Ravada Barava, all the years of Ravada Barava, La Yikayim Zara the Rav Huna Mechayva. Rav Huna Taka did not have any children from his wife Chayva. Ika the army son say Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav, Osinu atzmenu bebovel keretz Yisrael lo behem adako nechiyosu Rav lebovel. When Rav came to Bovel from that time onwards, then it was Rabbi, a lot of people living there, there were yeshivas there, and therefore from then onwards it was first also not to raise a behem adako in Bovel. Now the Gemara says, Rav Ushmuel Ravasi, the three of them, ikloi levei shvua ben. They went to a simcha. Rashi says, Yeshua saben, Shua saben is bris milah. Hashem shavu olav shiva yom. Since 7 days passed by away, went by, so they went to a bris milah now on the 8th day. The Yamrila samsen olav ben Yeshua haben. They went to Yeshua haben. So Rashi learns that's mishter shayis le pidyon haben habachor. For pidyon bachor, they went to a pidyon bachor. Yeah, another pshat. Yeah, Tosis says it means here the kosh Tosis like Rashi's pshat al pidyon haben. So Tosis learned ben atam pirush nelud shom ben. More pshat is the shom zocher they went to. There was nelud shom ben v'yashem shavlad nosheya v'nimlad v'meimoy. The child was saved through the chevle of coming out of the mother's stomach. K'nechsev ametenu zocher nak loshin yeshua v'yirigil nasa suda. He used to make a special suda like to thank Hashem that the kid came out alive. That's one of the reasons we make a Shalom Zacha. So kids, they went to the Shalom Zacha they went to. So Rav lo yayo kam mid Shmuel. Rav didn't want to go in before Shmuel.